About the artist. Pema Namdrol Taye has won international acclaim as a master of traditional Tibetan arts. He is a painter, sculptor, 3D mandala specialist, traditional Tibetan architect, art director, and author, as well as the founder of Padma Studios. www.padmastudios.com. Pema Namdrol's extraordinary ability in his field of expertise was recognized by the U.S. government in awarding him permanent residency in 2008. Robert A.F. Thurman, professor of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist studies at Columbia University, extolled the most remarkable originality, even genius, in his portrayal of the traditional themes and subjects of Tibetan icon painting. And Dr. John Listopad, former curator of the L.A. County Museum of Art, described him as a Renaissance man of the caliber of Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo. Born in 1967 of Tibetan Bhutanese heritage, Pema Namdrol was a child prodigy who intuitively recognized his path in life. He spent the majority of his school days honing his skills on comic book design, developing his own unique characters, and exploring the medium in every detail. At age 13, he entered scholarly training under the holder of an impeccable artistic lineage. His own uncle, the venerable Lama Tsarak Gompo Tenzing Rinpoche. Pema Namdrol excelled in the rigorous curriculum and mastered the primary sacred arts representing the Buddha's body, painting and sculpture, speech, calligraphy, and mind, architecture. Only a handful of living artists can claim such a depth of knowledge of this 1,200-year-old heritage, with its elaborate geometry, symbolism, and iconography. The Venerable Lama Tsarak Gompo Tenzing Rinpoche, Lama Dakden, and the Venerable Professor Nichang Rinpoche, among others, have recognized Pema Namdrol as an emanation, tulku, of Vishvakarma, the divine architect who is creator of all things. With Tibetan Buddhist culture under threat of extinction in its own homeland, Pema Namdrol early on nourished a passion for conserving and disseminating the traditional Tibetan arts. At the age of 17, he was determined to fill the need for a guide to Buddhist icon measurement and began writing and illustrating his first book, Concise Tibetan Art Book, 1987. To further preserve this precious heritage, Pema Namdrol authored a second definitive guide, Tibetan Tonka Painting, Portrayal of Mysticism, 2000. Pema Namdrol's third book, Celestial Portfolio, 2015, is an unbound fine art book featuring the finest Tonka paintings of his career. All three books have been acquired by academic and national libraries across the globe. Pema Namdrol's highly innovative Tonka paintings and 3D mandalas, so detailed that it requires months to years of intensive focus to complete them, have been exhibited in museums and galleries throughout the world, including the Victoria and Albert Museum, London, Volker Kuhn Museum, Zurich, Hammer Museum, Los Angeles, Forest Lawn Museum, Glendale, Pacific Asia Museum, Pasadena, and Tibet House and Rubin Museum, New York. His work has been commissioned by esteemed lamas from all the major Tibetan Buddhist lineages, including His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, His Holiness the 4th Dodrup Chen Rinpoche, and Kyabje Chatol Rinpoche, as well as by museums, cultural centers, and art collectors worldwide. In April 2009, Pema Namdrol completed the construction of a scale model of the most accurate representation of the Zhongdukt Palri Celestial Palace ever built for Ari Bode in Tehachapi, California. It was exhibited in the Hammer Museum in October to November 2010 as part of the Mandala Project, prompting the Los Angeles Times to call Pema Namdrol Tibetan Art's Ambassador to the World. In this role as an educator of Tibetan art and architecture, He has offered art workshops and lectures to museums and Dharma centers around the world. In May of 2011, Pema Namdral commenced the historical Chitra Mandala project, known as the Golden Buddha Temple, Pantheon of 100 Buddhas, a 200-foot-wide structure to be built in Sikkim, India. It is expected to be the benchmark of celestial design for future generations, not only for its religious and symbolic significance, but also for its authentic architectural and interior design. This model is Pema Namdral's eighth 3D mandala. Pema Namdral has provided a vital contribution to the global appreciation of traditional Tibetan arts for more than a quarter century, and he continues daily in his mission to impart his knowledge and artistic creativity to the utmost of his ability for the benefit of all beings. About the illustrations. When Sam Burkles approached me to illustrate the story recounted in this book, I felt that it was an incredible opportunity to visually portray hell realms inspired by Tibetan Buddhist cosmology, but from a universal approach. In the most general sense, hell realms demonstrate incalculable and unbearable states of suffering. Their portrayal in this book is intended to create an awareness of the inevitability of death and to inspire in the viewer a deeper inquiry into the meaning of life and the consequences of negative action. Ultimately, contemplation of hell realms and life after death is meant to inspire one toward greater good, and it is with such intention that I set about these paintings. Based on Sam's story, my color illustrations in acrylic on canvas focus on the hot and cold hells. As a starting point, I referred to the words of my perfect teacher, a famous commentary written in the mid-19th century by the enlightened master Patral Rinpoche, along with the oral teachings on the bardo, the intermediate state between death and rebirth, given to me when I was 14 years old by my uncle Lama, the Venerable Tsarak Gompo Tenzing Rinpoche. Upon this basis, I created images with my own imagination, reflecting impressions of suffering in the modern world. My ideas were enhanced by conversations with Sam and Stuart MacDonald, who served as visual advisor to this project. Their comments and feedback opened new perspectives on how I could create further dimensions in the paintings. In addition, I tremendously enjoyed creating the black and white graphics at the beginning and end of the book, which directly illustrate key autobiographic moments in Sam's life. Pema Namdral Thaye.